USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Disney has announced that it's postponing its mid-July reopening of their Southern California theme parks as the coronavirus flares up again in that state. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Just in the last few days, those numbers have increased some 69%. To 7,149 individuals, over 7,000 individuals, a record number here in the state of California that have tested positive for COVID-19.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut said that visitors from eight states would have to quarantine for 14 days. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
If you are violating the quarantine, you can be subject to a judicial order and mandatory quarantine. You could have to pay the costs of quarantine. There are also fines.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
People are worried about protesters defacing Mount Rushmore. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Statues of former presidents George Washington and Thomas Jefferson have been defaced or torn down by protesters across the country. Where does that leave Mount Rushmore, which displays two of those presidents in huge granite in South Dakota's Black Hills? South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News she's taking steps to protect Mount Rushmore.
You know, this is obviously a federal mountain. It is a national monument. It is something that we will partner with them and use the resources of the state to make sure that we have security measures in place. I won't get into specifics, but we do have actions together that we're working on. We have the president visiting on July 3rd, and we're excited about that. But we also know that this threat to the mountain could remain in place for quite some time, and we're prepared to be there and be diligent about protecting it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
North Korea has abruptly changed its course, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
After weeks of ratcheting up tensions on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea has taken a step back with a Wednesday announcement in state-run media that leader Kim Jong-un has called off his military plans against South Korea. At a meeting that was chaired by Kim, the report says military officials, quote, took stock of the prevailing situation, suspending the military action plans against the South. Mention of the North Korean leader's appearance at an official meeting was the first in almost 2 weeks, marking the first time that he has publicly weighed in on that brewing conflict with South Korea, as his sister Kim Yo-jong had been the public face of the North Korean bellicose turn towards its southern neighbor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The monstrous size of the Sahara dust cloud has made meteorologists' heads turn. It stretches from Africa all the way to the Gulf Coast. The leading edge of the Saharan air layer dust plume has invaded the Gulf of Mexico. Satellite imagery shows two areas of concentration with dust stretching from continent to continent. The bulk of the first cloud has reached Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, not just clouding the sky, but turning it a milky white. Visibility at the airport on St. Croix in the Virgin Islands dropped to 3 miles and was limited to 5 miles in San Juan, Puerto Rico. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.